Well, welcome to another 2 Corinthians audio recording. My name is Dave Durr, and I'm joined here today by
Chris McGraw.
And we're going to cover 2 Corinthians 10, verses 12 through 18. Oh, don't worry. We wouldn't dare say that we are as wonderful as these other men who tell you how important they are, but they are only comparing themselves with each other, using themselves as a standard of measurement. How ignorant! We will not boast about things done outside our area of authority. We will boast only about what has happened within the boundaries of the work God has given us, which includes our working with you. We are not reaching beyond these boundaries when we claim authority over you as if we had never visited you. For we were the first to travel all the way to Corinth with the good news of Christ. Nor do we boast and claim credit for the work someone else has done. Instead, we hope that your faith will grow so that the boundaries of our work among you will be extended. Then we will be able to go and preach the good news in other places far beyond you, where no one else is working. Then there will be no question of our boasting about work done in someone else's territory. As the scripture says, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord. When people commend themselves, it doesn't count for much. The important thing is for the Lord to commend them. Well, that's the end of our scripture there, Chris. What grabbed your attention in these 7 verses?
Well, Dave, what struck me in these verses, these passages, is Corinth was struggling with what we struggle with today in our society. I think that's a struggle to compare ourselves with each other. So comparison shopping is one. Competition for likes, as in like TikTok and things like that, as these individuals were wanting to be the best, and then falling into a false identity trap.
Yeah, the whole social media thing comes up in this, even though they didn't know what social media was, but that's how we deal with it today. Mm-hmm. Some good thoughts there. As I thought about this, I thought about Paul communicating part of this letter really to the false teachers, but the entire church there who were being stirred up by the false teachers and, creating trouble and fracturing the unity in the body. So that was the danger of all this comparison and competition and self-focus that existed here. And we see these things going on in the church today. So it's been 2,000 years since this letter was written, and it's still relevant today, and I think that's the beauty of God's Word. And as I thought further about this, when I focused on myself and who I am and my value as a person, I'm living sometimes the false narrative that my value as a person is determined by the assessment of others.
Yeah, very true.
And I don't know if you've experienced that.
Yeah, I have. You know, in my past ministry experience with men, I've been around and we're in the presence of some very eloquent speakers. And so the temptation to outperform, the temptation to be somebody that I really wasn't, not to be myself, was very prevalent. And I had to be aware and understand and believe that God has given me certain gifts and to be grateful for those gifts, but use those gifts appropriately within the confines of what he wanted me to do.
Yeah, I think automatically that this whole idea of comparison and that flows out of a need for affirmation and praise. And then over time, that just grows exponentially. I grew up in a culture where my worth was measured by what I did and how well I did it, which seemed to be the only thing that really counted. Mm-hmm. Affirmation meant success, and no affirmation meant failure, and you just better try harder.
Yeah, it's very prevalent to today. I mean, we look at the society that we live in, and statements, actions, words, conversations get to be more extreme, either to the left or to the right, in order to garner attention, notoriety, and fame. And we see that in all the social media platforms, but also in ministry and what we see in churches as well, based off of our experience.
Yeah, and all that can lead us to a move toward a kingdom of self, a kingdom of me instead of the kingdom of God. And it creates a greater insecurity in us as a result, too, striving to be someone that we are not and seeking applause and seeking approval is just the track that leads to nowhere and creates all kinds of issues in us and around us.
And when we are operating within the confines of what God wants us to operate in and who we are in Jesus Christ, we become more effective. As the scriptures say, is when we boast in the Lord, when we are operating within what the Lord wants us to do, our message will be greater and more effective than those who are competing for the likes or the attention of others.
Definitely. That's good. You know, over time, I was moved by God to come face to face with the truth where I needed to find my identity in Him. And when I was able to do that, when I understood that it was God who designed and created me, and it was He who desired a relationship with me, I was reminded that it always has been Him who loved me with a perfect love. And now I can rest in the fact that I am His and He is mine. It's done, and I don't have to deal with that. Yet it does continue to crop up at times. What do you think about that?
It's a temptation that I think we all struggle. And if we say we don't, we're lying. We can create a false identity. We can pose. We can react in ways that we think we want people to react, have us react in. And basically, it's operating without the constriction, the confines that God wants us to do and to operate in. And it's so critical to understand and believe in what God says who we are in Him and how much He loves us and how much He can do for us rather than us doing for Him. It's resting in the assurance of God's love. It's resting in the assurance that He will take care of us and He will deliver the message for us instead of us delivering the message for Him. It's an understanding of where our position is in Christ. And if we can get a grip on that, if we can understand that in a more robust way through the scriptures, throughout the entire Bible, we will be more successful through Him than within ourselves.
Yeah. That's good, Chris. Those are great thoughts. You know, it really comes down to thinking less about ourselves, putting ourselves on the pedestal, and understanding our identity is in Christ. And there are certain things, just as you go in for a checkup to a doctor, the doctor may ask you certain questions to determine how you're doing, what's your health like since the last time I saw you, and those type of things. I think there's some good questions we can ask and about how we're doing in this whole area, because seems to be a default mode for us to move into that direction, to make it more about us than about God.
Yeah,
so one would be, hey, when I engage in an act of service, how difficult is it to do it in secret? Or do we have to let everybody know? And when I'm giving money to someone in need, how important is it for me to be sure the money is coming from me, somehow seeping that into the act? How do I feel about praying for people throughout the day as the Lord brings them to mind without letting them know by sending an emoji? Just some different things that we can ask, some different questions, and what our motives are. A.B. Bruce, a Scottish theologian, offered really great counsel when he shared this quote. And it's one of my favorite quotes for years now. And here it is. Show when tempted to hide, and hide when tempted to show. If it is your motive to be recognized, be careful. But if you are hesitant to be seen by others, it may be you're being called to allow the light of God to shine through you. It comes down to motive. What's my motive? What's your motive? How is God speaking to you today? And what are you doing in response? Chris, would you close us with prayer?
Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come before You today, just grateful and thankful for where You have us. Father, I just pray that for this message to resonate in the ears of all the listeners. And Father, just coat us with a peace and a confidence that as we operate within You, within the boundaries and the confines that You desire us to, that we become effective messengers of Your word, effective messengers, the hands and the feet of who you are, the voice of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness, and Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.